very tough. I've been mulling it over, speaking to my family, speaking to my wife over the last day or so. Obviously, Dover came in and asked permission to talk to me with my people, and they gave me permission on the basis just because of where the location was, you know. And you know, it wasn't all about location. It was about, you know, obviously looking forward in terms of, you know, I was out of contract as well at the end of the season. But the location is certainly a, one of the issues. I've got a granddaughter, I've got a grandson on the way as well. He's 20 minutes from home. So that certainly did play a big part in terms of me agreeing a deal with them. But to be fair to Eastleigh and Kenny Amor and Tom Coffey, the club itself, they did everything to try and keep just at the football club. But ultimately, you know, I just made the decision that being it's so close to home and family, you know, that was a big thing for me in my in my life. So it's a wrench to leave because I've really enjoyed being at the football club. Over the last few weeks has been great. Obviously, results have been good. But ultimately, the player's been excellent since I took over from last season from Rich. You know, they give me everything. I can't ask any more from them. And, you know, I said to them today when I left and said goodbye to them. And, you know, I thanked them for what they've done for me and for the football club. So it's been a tough day. It's been a really tough day. Not easy to leave. But I had to, you know, after speaking to my wife and, you know, to family, I had to think about my family, and you know, that's what ultimately made the decision.
And how have the players taken the news?
Yeah, it was very quiet a change, to be fair. And I've had you know, a lot of the players, you know, spoke to the players individually, and you know, I've had a few texts me already today, so, you know, which is very humbling, really, and nice of them. You know, players saying, you know, Mark Yates texted me, to be fair to him, saying that he, you know, he's really enjoyed his time with me as a manager, and Ben Strevens and Ross Flitney. He's probably enjoyed his football more than he's ever enjoyed it for the last few years. So, you know, lovely text. But, you know, they've taken it. You know, they know it's football, and, you know, they're doing really well at the moment, and they will continue to do well because they're a good bunch. They're a strong bunch. So, you know, it's like I say, it was a tough day to say goodbye. But I think the boys understand my reasonings, and you know, they gave me sent me off with their best wishes.
And how much more difficult does it make for you the fact that Eastleigh are on a 4-game winning run, unbeaten in 6 matches as well, to have made this decision?
Yeah, even more so, you know, because even, you know, we never get carried away when we're winning games. I never do, and you shouldn't really, because we know how things can easily change. And when we was when we had a little bit of a sticky spell, we lost 3 games in a row, and we didn't get too down about it because we believed in the group of players. You know, we had a few injuries, but, you know, we believed in the group of players we've got in that dressing room, and we knew what we was working with, and we knew what once we could get that right and get a result and get a few players back there. You know, that group of players could go on a decent run, and they're starting to prove that now. So, yeah, of course it's difficult to leave because, you know, 4 games, 4 wins in a row, and, you know, I believe they'll make it 5 again on Saturday. You know, and then they got the FA Cup against Hampton and Richmond. This run could continue, this group of players, because, you know, like I say, they've been excellent on the training ground. And like I say, on a match day, they've been, over the last few weeks, they've been different class.
And what can this team achieve, do you think, that you've left behind ultimately at the end of the season?
I think, you know, our remit was, you know, for me, has always been to try and get in the top 7. You know, people started talking about top 10, but, you know, I believe in that group. I believe with the players that's in that dressing room, they shouldn't be thinking anything of, other than getting in that top 7. You know, they're looking up now, and, you know, 3 points from the playoffs. You know, they're more than capable of getting in the top 7, with keeping the group together. I believe they can achieve that.
And obviously there'll be a few supporters disappointed this afternoon with the run that you've been on. What would your message be to the fans?
Well, they understand, because it's not easy when you leave a football club. You know, I'm sure they understand. Everybody's, you know, we've all got families, and, you know, and family's important to everybody, and it's certainly important to me. It's a big part of my life, and that's the most important thing, really. I mean, work is work. But, you know, I made a decision based on that, and I'm sure most people will understand that. All I'll say is keep getting behind the boys, because you've been excellent. You know, we've had some tough places to go, Gateshead, you know, Hartlepool. And the fans that made them trip were excellent, and the boys appreciate that, and I certainly did. So, you know, I hope they understand. You know, keep getting behind the boys, because it's going to be a really good season if everybody sticks together.